Here's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. If you live in our area, Eversource is going to be doing some repair work. The power company let us know yesterday that work will be done on power lines in Salisbury between November 4th and 7th that could make noises that sound like fireworks. Quoting here, construction activity will take place on Eversource's right-of-way just east of Route 41 and west of Beeslick Pond near the Salisbury-Sharon border. The crews will be installing high-performance imploding connectors, he said. Electric service will not be interrupted, but the work activity is loud and sounds like a large clap of thunder or commercial fireworks. Quote, this noise may be startling for some people or animals. There may be up to two implosions conducted per workday. Work hours are generally between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. From the Lakeville Journal and the Millerton News, Northeast has signed a new two-year police contract with Millerton. The Northeast Town Board approving that two-year police contract at its October 8th board meeting. Town Supervisor Chris Ken described this as months of work and input. It's the first time the two municipalities opted for a two-year contract rather than a three-year contract. Meanwhile, the Amenia Town Board met in Town Hall with its attorney, Ian Lindars. It opened the public hearing for the tax cap override, which closed moments later with no comments at all. The board adopted a local law to override the tax levy limit for the 2021 fiscal year. The board approved a resolution to authorize a streetlight conversion by the New York State Electric and Gas Corporation to replace existing neon non-light emitting diode light fixtures in town with LED fixtures. Town Supervisor Victoria Perotti said there are 217 Cobra Head streetlights eligible for conversion to LED. The cost of converting the lights to LED will be about $8,000, which will be paid for by Wasaic and Amenia lighting districts with an estimated annual savings of $13,000 for the town. Columbia County has set a mark for single-day positives with over $100,000 with over 100,000 new infections in the United States yesterday. Columbia County has had 23 new COVID-19 cases, the highest number of new cases in a single day since the beginning of the pandemic. The 23 new cases bring the total number of COVID cases in the county to 731 since March. The majority of new cases were found in members of the community that were not part of nursing homes or assisted care facilities. Columbia County has 96 active COVID cases, over 350 people in mandatory quarantine. As of midweek, 25 people hospitalized with the virus. There are intensive care units, according to the Department of Health, that also now have a certain level of COVID virus. In Connecticut, the state travel restriction list grows. A sea of red is around us. There's just a few spots where it's okay to travel too freely. Massachusetts remains the state's coronavirus travel advisory because of the rising infection rate in the Bay State. Rhode Island remains exempt because of declining infections in the Ocean State. Governor Lamont said travelers from Massachusetts visiting Connecticut for more than 24 hours will be exempted from reporting, testing, and quarantining requirements. Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey have agreed amid rising infection rates in each state to exempt each other's residents from its tri-state travel advisory that was put in place. Connecticut, New York, and New Jersey updated their tri-travel advisory earlier this week. There are now only a few states which you can freely travel to. Well, one of them does include Hawaii. There are now 42 states on the COVID-19 watch list, plus the territories of Guam and Puerto Rico. After a historic number of absentee ballots being returned was seen on Election Day in Connecticut, Secretary of State is now pushing for this option to continue for voters in the future. Denise Merrill said she's proposing an amendment to the state's constitution that will allow voters to choose voting by absentee ballot without an excuse. She said Connecticut is one of just six states that requires their voters to cast ballots in person on Election Day unless there's a statutory defined excuse while voters were still being counted. Merrill says more than 675,000 voters used absentee ballots, most of them citing COVID-19 as the reason. No surprise, Massachusetts voters picked Democrat Joe Biden for president. Neither Massachusetts nor Berkshire County has voted to elect a Republican candidate for president since Ronald Reagan carried both in 1984. Town-by-town results, though, do show several communities in Berkshire County voted for Biden in greater proportions than for Hillary Clinton in 2016, with voters largely turning out in greater numbers. Only the town of Florida witnessed a decrease of the proportion of Democratic voters, with former Vice President Joe Biden seeing an increase in the 31 other Berkshire County municipalities compared to 2016. In four of those, President Donald Trump received an increase in support as well. The Kent Memorial Library on North Main Street is offering a virtual music access program of coffeehouse-style musical performances the first Friday of the month at 7 p.m. The proposed remaining lineup includes Spin Music, November 6th, Wanda Houston and George Potts, December 4th. The presentations on Zoom are free and open to the public. More information or to register for the login, 860-927-3761 or kentmemoriallibrary.org. Pine Plains American Legion Post 426 and Pine Plains VFW Post 5519, celebrating Veterans Day, which falls on Wednesday, November 11th, early this year, on Saturday, the 7th at 11 a.m. at the Legion Hall at 9 North Main Street, Pine Plains. There'll be a guest speaker to be announced along with veterans-related readings. Students from Stissing Mountain Junior Senior High School will be present dressed in different military garb from throughout U.S. history. Of course, social distancing and masks will be required. There's an art opening at the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon by Karen Lesage. The paintings, November 7th, 3 till 5 p.m. That work will be on display the 7th through January 2nd. The opening reception will be Saturday from 3 until 5. The reception will be outdoors, weather permitting. Individually packaged refreshments will be served. 6 individuals at a time will be admitted to view the work inside. In Cornwall on the 7th from 9 until 10, the Cornwall Association has their monthly meeting. It is a Zoom meeting. And from 3 to 4 on the 7th, the Fresh Air Book Signing with Jackie Schiller is happening at the Wish House. On Saturday, the South Armenia Church continuing its popular annual autumn event, this year providing takeout from 3 until 5 p.m. at the Parish Hall, 229 South Armenia Road in Wassaic. In addition to the charcoal broiled roast beef, the menu includes mixed salad, rolls, baked potatoes, green beans, and homemade desserts. Reservations are requested at 845-789-1206 or 845-877-3939. The Pumpkin Trail at the Sharon Audubon Center is open until November 8th, sunrise to sunset. Families are welcome to walk around the main grounds on Cornwall Bridge Road in Sharon, view carved and decorated pumpkin entries on the exhibit, and vote for their favorites to win the Viewer's Choice Award. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off the day at 27,847.66. The New York Stock Exchange starts off at 12,978.95, the NASDAQ at 11,590.78, and the S&P 500 at 3,443.44. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.